Does it get solid in there?
No, it'll just be a skim.
Then later in the winter it gets solid, huh?
Oh, you bet.
Then you say it's the trough has done what?
Froze over. Mm-hmm. Chicken can't get no water.
The young ones can't figure it out, can they?
We'll go and turn that over and knock the ice out of it, put in fresh water and try to set it out of the wind or it won't freeze. That is pure water chickens.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, you have Venetian blinds here. What do you call those other coverings for your window? The kind that you pulled out?
Mama? Mm-hmm. Window shades? That you have on a roller, that's not a Venetian blind now, it's a window shade, isn't it? You can pull it down and jerk it a little bit and it'll go up. Yeah, window shade. It's got a spring in that roller, you know.
And what do you say your wife does in the morning when she goes around the house and maybe dusts and sweeps and makes the beds?
House cleaning.
And in the spring of the year, she may go out to the flower beds and when the blossoms are out, you want to bring some inside? So
well, she just plucks her bouquet of flowers.
Mm-hmm. And what will she put them in?
A vase of some kind, and she first time, you know, just a little bit, or there's a big bunch of them, she'll put them down in something to hold them kind of together, you know, in a bouquet shape, mm-hmm. and have water up on them.
What makes the light in this?
The bub.
Uh-huh. If a gravel truck is full of gravel and it's moving along the highway, you say they're doing what with the gravel?
Ordinarily, you'd say they're graveling the street somewhere.
Uh-huh. And what are they doing with it when it's in the truck?
Hauling it.
If you go into the bathroom and you forget your clothes and you get company and you call your wife to bring them to you, what will she say to you when she hands them?
I don't know what she would say to you. What would be her answer? When she hands them to me?
To let you know that they're there.
Oh. She'll say, here they are right here. Or she'll say, can you reach them?
If somebody has done something and they said, and you, it wasn't, you didn't do it. Somebody says, was it you? Mm-hmm. You say, no, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't me. Mm-hmm. Or it wasn't I did that.
And if you wish to compliment your wife, if she has a dress that you like particularly, you might say, my,
that's a beautiful dress. That's a nice fit. Mm-hmm. So pretty.
And, If someone comes out to ride a horse, and the horse is fairly high-spirited, and you want to know if this man is capable, mm-hmm. You might say to him, have you
ridden a horse?
And then he gets out.
He says yes or no. If he said no, we don't let him on that high-spirited horse.
Uh-huh.
If he said yes, well then, all right, we'll see how you make it. Turn it over to him, let him get on it.
And the horse goes up and down a few times,
yeah.
And he...
And you can tell pretty quick whether he's has told you a story or not.
He'll either stay on or he'll do what?
He'll fall off.
Mm-hmm. Now see, I think I asked you about the edible insides of a pig or a calf, didn't I?
I don't believe you did. I don't remember that if you did.
Any special terms for that? The parts of the intestine and the stomach that you can eat?
And there's nothing in a beef and a hog is, you might say, practically the same. You take the liver and lights out of both of them.